We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I mean, we are spanning south of Birmingham to north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, man. Yeah, I look out the window. Where we are right now in the studio, the rain just bottomed out of nowhere. Like that's like those raindrops are the size of Volkswagens. I mean, wow. Anyway, all right. Listen, continuing on this topic, so we are in number two of the Triple Dipper, the Spendorama. You may recall that what happened over the weekend was what they call Votorama. Votorama is just like the sort of the slang, unofficial, official name given to the fact that when a major bill comes up and one party does not have the ability then to, this is in the Senate, does not have the ability then to block it by means of filibuster, then what they do is they start lining up, because in order to pass a reconciliation bill, there has to be an opportunity for amendments to be offered. And so they offer amendment after amendment after amendment, part of which is good, like it tries to take bad stuff out of the bill or add good stuff in. The other part is, we're going to make you go on the record with stuff, all right? We're going to make you go on the record with stuff. Like they had one amendment being offered by Marco Rubio that would have required everybody who voted on it to basically agree that only women can get pregnant. It was political posturing. I get it. It didn't have anything to do with Spendorama. But nonetheless, that bill went down because Democrats wouldn't vote for it. Oh, that amendment, I'm sorry. Yeah, all said and done, the Votorama went as far as it could go, apparently. Got down to the very end. They called the vote on the bill. And I don't recall if it was or was not actually amended to any degree. I know that one of the interesting things was even Bernie Sanders couldn't get his amendments on, and he was mad. Like, he didn't like this bill. He wanted it to be far more socialist than it was. But here's the deal. This thing they just passed, $739 billion. $739 billion. $369 billion of that goes to climate change. Now, tell me why this is good for our economy. It's called the Inflation Reduction Act. What an absolute joke. The very idea they would do this, the Inflation Reduction Act, that's what they call it. $369 billion of it goes to climate change initiatives. $64 billion of it goes to funding the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. In other words, they're propping up Obamacare with an additional $64 billion. It raises it sets the minimum corporate income tax at 15%. So in other words, it raises taxes. It also raises taxes for virtually everyone. You heard Congressman Brooks talking about that. If you make, where's the numbers here? Raise the tax, except for those between $10,000 and $30,000 a year. If you make less than $10,000, technically increases your taxes. If you make over $30,000, it definitely increases your taxes. Even though Joe Biden said he wouldn't raise taxes on anybody, you remember this campaign season? He wouldn't raise taxes on anybody making less than $400,000 a year. That won't happen. I won't do that. Well, it goes on and on and on. But one of the most egregious things that concerns me about it is that this particular bill upfunds the IRS. Like, when have you ever seen this happen? Virtually doubling, if I'm not mistaken, the number of IRS agents. 87,000 new IRS agents. Now, you know, biblically speaking, being the tax collector kind of made you the guy on the outs. But apparently they're going to hire 87,000 of them here. Well, Spendorama. It didn't go well. Economists are saying it's not going to go good for the economy. It's certainly not going to reduce inflation. It's going to make things harder on the average American. But they did it in one Saturday. There it is, coming out of the House vote this Friday. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, Boomer and the Birdman. We'll be right back.